From the KBET studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Monday, July 27th. Wildfire danger hit closer to home than ever yesterday as a lightning strike ignited a blaze in Taylor Canyon, just above the Almont Post Office. The fire was quickly contained, but not before a pre-evacuation notice was issued for Almont and Lower Taylor Canyon. Officials were preparing to issue a mandatory evacuation order when containment was confirmed at approximately 3:30 yesterday, and the pre-evacuation notice was rescinded. According to county emergency officials, the swift resolution was possible in large part because helicopters already in the area, due to the Gold Mountain and Elk fires, were able to quickly deploy water from the air. Gunnison County Emergency Management also credited the work of the Gunnison and Taylor Park Volunteer Fire Departments, U.S. Wildland Fire Service crews, and firefighters from as far away as South Dakota and Idaho for the rapid containment. Local first responders assisted with traffic control and public safety assistance. The fire topped out at 5.57 acres and is now fully contained and in the hands of the U.S. Wildland Fire Service. Colorado's intense wildfire season has seen hundreds of thousands of acres burned across the state. Three of the fires, Aspen Acres, Ferris, and Gold Mountain, are among the largest in state history. Parts of Colorado have seen rain recently, which has slowed fire activity, but roughly 90% of the state is still experiencing some level of drought. Here's Colorado Fire Director Mike Morgan.
Most of our trees would take weeks, if not months, of moisture to get brought back up to normal. Most of the grasses are dead or dormant, and they will not come back no matter how much rain we get right now.
Morgan says people should follow local fire restrictions and avoid anything that could start a fire, like dragging trailer chains or parking over tall, dry grass. He warns that there's no end in sight for this wildfire season until Colorado gets more widespread rain or cooler fall weather arrives. Colorado has certified the state's primary election results and 1.4 million voters cast ballots. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
The state completed a bipartisan post-election audit to determine that the voting machines accurately counted the paper ballots, and the Secretary of State's office certified the election results from June 30th as final. The state said 48% of active Democratic voters participated, 40% of active Republican voters, and 28% of active unaffiliated voters. Unaffiliated voters can choose to participate in either party's primary. Colorado had a number of high-profile and competitive races. Still, only about a third of voters overall cast ballots, and 98% of voters voted by mail rather than in person at a polling place.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance, and this is the KBUT Newscast. In the wake of that primary election, the state says Republican gubernatorial candidate Victor Marx's campaign violated campaign finance limits. We go back to Benta Berkland for more.
The Colorado Secretary of State's office has filed a formal complaint against the Marx campaign. It says the campaign accepted $78,000 in donations over the legally allowed limit, and 111 donors sent the campaign money over the limit. State law restricts the amount of individual donations and bans cash donations over $100. Victor Marx's gubernatorial campaign said it's cooperating and working with the state to address the issue and takes campaign finance compliance seriously. Marx defeated two other Republicans to win the GOP party's nomination for governor. He faces Democrat Phil Weiser this November.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for the Noon Newscast comes from the law offices of Elizabeth P. Appleton, PC. Beth's firm is a general civil practice, including real estate and property, business, homeowners associations, and more. Beth also serves as a guardian ad litem and child advocate. 349-6454 and beth@epappletonlaw.com.